This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
And you know what day it mostly never sucks? A football Friday. What do you say? 5:01 here on the Fan-a-Rooney. We got the Eddie Scazzeri, and the guy to my left, he's across from me. His name is Al Aaron Dukes. What up, man? It's Friday.
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah, not only do we have a football Friday, but it's another cool and final Yankee weekend games that matter. Just like last weekend, we had Yankees-Red Sox combined with a football Friday. This week we've got Yankees Rays, those pesky Rays, Jerry.
Those
I hate the Tampa Rays.
Who lost last night to Houston.
They're a bunch of punks.
As Houston wound up wrapping up the AL West.
Then I saw that the Red Sox lost to the Scrub Orioles.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
I wrote down, Jerry, and when I say I wrote this down, I mean I copied it directly from a New York Post article.
Okay.
And it was the scenarios in which the Yankees control their own destiny.
100%.
Right, so
win all three games, they are the one seed for the wild card.
Right, so there are other scenarios with teams lose and this and this stuff. But if the Yankees are controlling their own thing, the article says this, Jerry, and you could assure me. It says one win. If the Yankees win just one of these three games, the Yankees get at least a spot in a Monday tiebreaker.
Right.
And would eliminate the Blue Jays.
Right, because the Blue Jays are three behind them now.
Just win one of these three games.
Right. Because the Blue Jays play the Orioles this weekend, Yankees, Rays, three behind. They'd have to win all three, Yankees lose all three.
The article went on to say, Jerry, that if the Yankees win two of these games against the Blue Jays, gets them the top wild
against
card.
Against the Rays.
Meaning they host the game. How about that?
How about that? Yeah.
Let's see. Yankees are...
Well, no, that, if they win one, they're guaranteed the top wild card spot?
No, if they win two.
Oh, if they win two, okay,
if they win two, they're guaranteed the top wild card, and they would host the game.
Right, because they're two up on Boston and Seattle and Jared Kelnick.
Now, there is a way still, Jerry, with this three-game series remaining and on a football weekend, that the Yankees could be out of it.
Yes. Lose all three games.
If they lose all three games... And the Red Sox and Mariners both sweep their series.
Mariners, Angels, Red Sox, Nationals.
See, this is exciting. Now I'm excited for baseball.
It's a fun weekend.
Because this means something.
And everything is in their hands. They did what they had to do in Toronto. You've got a weekend. You're playing the Rays. It'll be interesting the way the Rays play it. Because I think you want to go into the playoffs on the right note. But at the same time, you don't want anybody to get injured. I think if I'm Tampa and Kevin Cash, I play to win. I don't hold back. I mean, I might hold my, starting pitching back a little bit, but I'm throwing my lineup out there. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
I did not realize, if I read it correctly, the Seattle Mariners, you know how much trouble the Yankees have had with the Rays, and the Rays have won, they haven't won 100 games. I think they've got 98 wins going into the final weekend. The Mariners are 6-1 against them this year.
Is that right?
If I read that correctly. Yeah, I thought that was surprising. So, how about the Mariners?
I don't care for them, Jerry.
You don't? Well, you like Jared Kelnick.
Actually, I have a Mariners t-shirt that I purchased when I went to Seattle.
Jay Buhner?
It was just a t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Wasn't the number on the back of it.
Right? Yeah.
You know what's funny about the Mariners? So, aside from Kelnick and Seager, I was driving in and I'm thinking, how many Mariners could I name? I was pretty much out after that.
Yeah. If we could do historic Mariners, that we would have something.
I'm not asking you for historic Mariners. I was asking you about the Mariners in 2021.
The 2021
now,
Mariners?
Now, the one player I did forget about, which I should have not, was
Mitch Haniger.
All right. So there's those three. Those are name players if you're watching baseball on a regular basis. Listen to these names. Do you know they have, you want to talk about just a very random name? Their starting catcher, it could be Bill Smith. Instead, his name is Tom Murphy.
That seems like when you played those video game, baseball video games that didn't have the rights to the major league team yes. names or players, you'd have Tom Murphy.
Here's Bill James.
Tom Murphy behind the plate.
How about the first baseman? Someone, and again, we should know these. I don't. Ty France. Like if I said Mariner or supermarket employee, you wouldn't do any better than 50-50 on these.
Tom Murphy, I would guess he works at the Stop and Shop.
Right. But he is a Seattle. How about this name? Abraham Toro.
Do you think like the Yankee names are known in Seattle? Like right now, yes. is there a Seattle?
No one in Seattle is going, have you ever heard of, look at this name, Aaron Judge?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Of course they heard of the Yankees. They're a bunch of all-stars.
Like at KJR in Seattle, Jerry. I believe that's the big sports station out there. Are they going, anyone ever heard of Gary Sanchez?
No, they're not. They know.
You think they know all these Yankees?
100% they do.
Wow.
And they know who Giancarlo Stanton is. Now, you want to talk about Gio Urshela and Gleyber Torres? Okay. But LeMahieu, Sanchez, Stanton. Judge, Gardner, these guys have been around a long time.
Right.
Yes, they've heard of them. No one's sitting there going, hey, Al, have you heard of this guy? Jake Fraley.
I don't know who that is.
Right. He is the, who is he? He's the left fielder. Oh. You know who's their third starter? Chris Flexen, former Met.
Flexen. Put it on flex pay.
Former Met.
So I've heard of that guy.
Well, because he used to pitch for the Mets.
Yeah.
So really very interesting, though, how good a season they've had. And, yeah, you can't pick these guys out of a lineup.
Do you think you could name any Mariners? Do you think you could name 20 Mariners from the 80s and 90s?
No. 20 now.
Other than A-Rod. No. You could get that A-Rod, Griffey, Edgar Martinez group.
And I would say at 7 or 8, I would start to struggle.
Yeah.
I mean, if you gave me time, but on the spot, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I'm not good like that. I would need time to actually start to think about it, go around the positions. No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, me neither. And I loved 80s baseball, and I still can't do it.
Well, it was the Mariners.
Yeah, they were terrible when
even
I was
like
younger.
Even like collecting baseball cards.
Right. That's why I always remember like the main Mariner that I used to get baseball card of, Bobby Valentine.
Interesting.
He played outfield at some
point. I don't
think
I ever had his card.
Oh, he was one of those cards, Jerry, that you would always flip because...
Right. That was a common card?
Yeah, it was like a common card.
Worth 2 cents.
Oh, you're flipping the Bobby Valentine again? Come on.
Yeah, well, got to keep it interesting, right? So, yeah, it's a big weekend for baseball.
Big weekend. Baseball, football, Jerry. So, yes, last night, the Yankees, first of all, Jerry, remember I said, who's this Robbie Ray fella?
Yeah.
And you told me he was the Cy Young candidate?
He hurt himself last night, for sure.
He gave up 4 home runs.
Did you see the first Judge home run?
I did.
I mean, I've never seen a ball hit that far.
He crushed it, Jerry.
Now, I was there in that hotel that's attached to that stadium when I went with Rutgers 2 years ago, and the lobby overlooks center field. If I was standing there, I would have thought the ball was coming through the window.
It's coming right for us.
I mean, he blasted that thing.
And did you see Fernando Tatis hit a ball out of Dodger Stadium last night?
He's pretty good, but the Dodgers still won the game.
They said only the 5th player.
Is that true?
Yeah, and that stadium's been there a long time, Jerry.
Very disappointing season for the Padres.
I didn't look at the list, but Dave Kingman hit one of them.
I doubt it. How about the fact that the Giants go into the final weekend of the season with 105 wins, and they have not clinched the division?
Yeah, I like it. I like that.
That is unbelievable. God, 105 wins. Yes, you're still fighting for the division.
Yeah, it's very weird. Some of these, that happens in football every couple of years where you get like a scrub division. Like a lot of times it was like the NFC West.
Yeah, you get like an 8-8 team that wins the division, and you got a 13-3 or a 13-2 and a 12-3 team fighting it out final weekend.
That don't make it.
Yeah, it stinks. It's kind of where you're playing and who you're playing against.
How about this? This is a Sweeney Murdy tweet.
Oh, Sweeneyvis.
That was sent to me by an alert listener.
Wow.
Sweeney tweeted, in the last 24 hours, Gerrit Cole, Robbie Ray, and Max Scherzer combined to allow 15 earned runs with 8 home runs.
Yeah.
Woo! These guys are not getting it done, Jerry.
No, they're not. And I'm sure they're getting buried in every city.
They better be.
I would think. It depends on how much the cities care.
Right.
Like, I think if you're in Tampa...
No one cares.
No, I don't think anybody cares.
We've got beaches and the best strip clubs in the country. We don't care.
I would think in Boston, Nick Pivetta, although not an ace by any stretch, is getting murdered today. Like you, that's what you do against the Orioles?
Right.
You know, Boston cares. New York cares. There are certain cities.
Do you think Houston cares?
I've never been to Houston. I don't know. It's a great question.
We went for the Super Bowl.
You did. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't go?
I didn't know. That's the one trip I didn't do with you guys.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't in Houston. So I don't know. I don't know what type of baseball city it is. I mean, I know they packed the place because they've been good for the last decade, basically. But prior to that, I don't know.
They seemed to love the Houston Rockets down there when I was there. That's what it seemed like was the big team.
Yeah, because they were good.
Yeah, they were good.
Every city, this is what's funny about people talking about a great sports city. Aside from a few, like the Rays, even when they're good, they can't draw more than 12,000 people in that building because it's just a terrible city. But most cities, when the team is really good, guess what? People show up. When the team stinks, like how many people were at Citi Field last night?
Zero, Jerry. I looked, there were zero people.
Right. And so while they had some good weekends this year, even as they were collapsing, part of that to me was based on the fact that they were in first place for the first 3 months and people bought the tickets ahead of time.
Right, thinking they were going to be big games.
Definitely. If they're a team with no expectation and they're, you know, projected to win 70 games, no. Think about when... When the Wilpons had their troubles and they weren't spending any money or very little money, no one was going to Citi Field. You know, after the first couple of years when it was new, it started to become like, you know, a cemetery. That's pretty much the way it goes. Win, people show up. Lose, people stay home.
That's why Al Davis used to say, win, baby.
Just win.
Just win, baby.
That's exactly right, although they have done a lot of losing.
They have lately.
Winning again, but they did do a lot of losing.
I see, Jerry, that the Braves have won the NL East for the fourth straight year.
Again.
It's enough for the Braves.
The Phillies got swept.
Sick of the Braves.
My goodness. Yeah, well, beat them. It's kind of like what, you know, we were talking about, you know, yesterday with this one-game playoff. A, it's exciting, but B, if you don't want to be in it, be better.
Right, if you don't want your season to come down to one game playoff,
win your division,
baby.
And if you're the Phillies or the Mets and you want to complain about the Braves, how about this? Beat them.
Unless you're the Giants, like you said, who have a good record and they might miss out completely.
Well, they'd have to get swept this weekend. Oh. That's a great question.
I ask the tough baseball questions, Jerry.
Well, it was a tough question. It was a good question, though. I don't even know who they're playing this weekend. The Giants this weekend finish with, it can't be the Dodgers. No, the Dodgers have the Brewers. The Giants have the Padres now to finish out.
But the Brewers.
So neither of these series are easy.
The Brewers don't have that key pitcher now because he punched a wall.
And they're 95-64. We'll see how they play it because they've wrapped up their division. The Dodgers are fighting for their, not lives, because they're in. But do they want to play that one game? So, yeah, interesting scenario in the West. Mm. Now, what pitcher? Not Corbin Burns.
No.
Who?
It was another guy.
I didn't see that. Okay.
Let me Google that real quick.
Okay. But it wasn't Burns.
It wasn't Burns.
All right. Because that would be
it wasn't
problematic
Corbin Burns.
For sure.
I'm gonna just type Google in Brewers pitcher. Just that alone, I bet it comes right
up. It probably should. Hit news on Google.
Uh-huh. Devin Williams.
Oh, okay. Is that their, I don't even know, is that the closer?
It's a good question.
Okay. I mean, we're really breaking
it down.
Yeah,
he's a reliever. He's a reliever. It said that they were out celebrating their season.
Yeah.
And then something happened wherein he got angry and punched a wall and broke his hand.
Got angry?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Listen, sometimes when people drink, Jerry, they get angry.
Gosh. Who was it with
angry?
The Knicks? Was that Amari Stoudemire, that Miami?
He punched a fire extinguisher.
Dummy. To your point, you've got Yankees. You've got Blue Jays, you've got Mariners, Red Sox, all fighting for the two spots this weekend. The Yankees clearly in the driver's seat, not only to make it, but to be the top wild card spot, but not clinched yet. And then in the NL West, you've got the Dodgers and the Giants going into the final weekend, still trying to decide who the division winner is. Not a bad weekend, if you care.
I just typed into Google, Jerry, because we were talking about it earlier. Best Mariners of all time.
Okay.
Griffey, Suzuki. Ichiro. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
I've heard
Edgar
Ichiro,
Martinez,
yes.
A-Rod, Randy Johnson, Felix Hernandez.
Right about now is where you start to lose me. I'm good. I said I'd get you to 7 or 8.
Right.
I think you've got them all. Now I'm going to get a little bit.
Jay Buhner, as you mentioned.
I said him.
Raul Ibanez.
See, I would not have picked him at all.
Yeah, that's
Raul Labanius is a good player, but I would not have thought of him. I just wouldn't have thought Mariners.
Right.
Who's after him? Give me one more.
Let me see. Alvin Davis, first baseman, 84 to 91, Jerry.
That's right. Your alley, not mine.
Yeah, I don't even remember him. Jamie Moyer.
Jamie Moyer.
There.
Sure. But the problem with thinking about Jamie Moyer is he pitched until he was 50 and pitched for how many different teams?
Too many teams, Jerry.
So I wouldn't have thought of him at all.
Too many teams.
Yeah.
Then we've got all the other big ones. So that's it. Seattle Mariners do not have a rich baseball history, Jerry. Maybe they'll turn it around this year.
So then I'm right. I could not have.
You are right.
Could not have named 20.
Correct.
Will you spend, all kidding aside, it is going to be gorgeous this weekend. Forget Sunday. Sunday is what it is. It's football.
Football Sunday.
I'm sure you'll check Twitter for scores.
Football, Jerry, is there, I'll be on Red Zone.
I know that. I just said that. Oh. I said for baseball scores.
Oh, baseball scores, yes.
Will you, tonight or tomorrow, at any point, watch the Yankees and
absolutely.
Raiders? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Last weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, last weekend, because these matter, right? So last weekend, the Red Sox series.
That's Yankees-Red Sox.
Yankees-Red Sox. But still,
Fenway.
I didn't watch it for Yankees-Red Sox. I watched it for these were important games
okay.
for Yankees. So 100% tonight, that
well,
game will be
tonight,
on.
You usually have a couple beers. So
I'll probably have two Miller Lights.
So you're not going to get through the game.
I'm not going to get through the game,
though.
But I'll get a feel for what's going on.
All right. I look forward. Maybe I'll text you during the game. Hey,
okay.
Hey, Al, how about that play that Torres just made at second?
Right, and I'll know.
Or
like
I'll
what
crickets.
Time are you going to text me?
Well, I mean, if the play
asleep.
Is made in the eighth inning, it could be at like 9:45.
No, I will be passed out by then. But I will put it on and feel the energy.
Nestor Cortez, no-hitter into the sixth.
Yep.
Are you still there at 9 p.m.?
Yeah, I'm fighting. I'm fighting sleep, but I'm watching it.
All right. I look forward. You know what? I'm going to text you tonight.
Yeah.
And see how
text
this goes.
Text me tonight, Jerry, because I'll be knee-deep in Yankees Rays.
I look forward to it. All right, quick break.
Guess
5:17. Now, in the past, we've done something that's sort of neat. I'm not going to use the word because the name's in the title. The word's in the title. All I'll tell you is we've got a week in the NFL coming up.
That's right.
There are games. There's a word for these games, and we'll play that word game coming up next. And he'll sing on The Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, 25 after 5. It is a football Friday. The week did start last night. I know people love the Bengals uniforms. They look orange, whatever. Bengals did win. They beat the Jaguars. And so I think, ladies and gentlemen, for the fourth time this year, for the fourth time of, well, many, I present to you with his concerto, Al Dukes.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. It's time. You know that it's time for some cool games. Al and Jerry have got some cool games. Not all of them fit, but some are cool.
Wow. There you go, Jerry.
Thank
and gentlemen.
You very much.
All right, so we got week four.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, we both agree. Oh, it was a good game, but not a cool game. It was
exactly.
What it was.
There's a difference
went
between
well.
A good game and a cool game.
I agree.
That was not a cool game.
Can completely agree, even though the two hosts from 6 to 10 disagree with us. I think me and you are on the same page.
All right, Jerry. So let's take a look at the 1 o'clock windows, the way cool games work, Jerry, because we have new audience, Jerry, every week. It's just growing and growing.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me, Jerry. That's what the folks in the WFA and research department tell me.
Yeah, big segment.
Yeah, they come in, they go, this show is just growing and growing every week.
I even hear T-shirts going to be made.
Well, they're exclusive, Jerry. We put them out, then we pull them right off the shelf.
Yeah, they're special. So you better get them when they're available.
Collector's item. So what we do, Jerry, is we go quickly through the games. We're not breaking down the games. We go quickly through the games, and on first reaction, we say, is this a cool game that you're going to keep your eye on, or is this not a cool game?
Right.
Let's start with the 1 o'clock games, Jerry. You can go local right away. Titans at Jets.
No.
Jerry Recco.
No, it's not.
Is this a cool game?
No.
Do you know that both
no.
main Titan wide receivers might be out?
Okay.
That's A.J. Brown and the other guy.
No. So, yeah, no.
Who's not the other cool guy?
Game. I don't know. It's not a cool game.
Hold on. The other guy's a big name. It's Julio Jones.
Nope. Actually, I still think him on the Falcons.
Me too.
No. Not, I'm sorry.
Not a cool game. I agree,
Jets
Jerry.
The Jets are 0-3. They're going nowhere fast, and it's the Titans. I'm sorry. No.
Not interested.
No.
Not a cool game.
No,
game
no.
number two, Jerry, Kansas City Chiefs at Philadelphia Eagles. Is this a cool game?
I actually think it is.
Really?
I'm interested in this game because the Chiefs are 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
It's still Patrick Mahomes. It's Andy Reid going to Philly. The Eagles played really well week one. They've struggled sort of since. And Jalen Hurts is fun to watch. For me, yes.
You know what? I'm with you there, Jerry.
Sold it?
You sold it to me. All right. Cool game.
Nice.
1 o'clock window, Panthers at Cowboys. Jerry, is this a cool game?
Is anybody listening?
Yes.
Yes, cool game.
Oh, because you work for the Cowboys.
This one, no.
No, you're not interested in Sam.
I will watch every. I'm working the game.
Okay.
I will watch every play of the game. If I wasn't working the game, I would watch every play of the game.
Because you're a Cowboy fan.
But if you're asking me if this is a cool game, I have to be fair. No,
not a cool game.
I know they're 3-0.
Or like the Titans.
I don't believe in them.
Right.
I know they're 3-0 is fine and good for them. Hey, good for them.
Hey, good for you.
I don't believe in the Panthers, and I really do think the Cowboys are gonna. Blister them on Sunday.
I hope so, Jerry. I'm a Cowboy fan, as you know.
Right now.
Also in the 1 o'clock window, along with the Jets, is the local New York Giants. They are in New Orleans. Is this a cool game, Jerry?
I will tell you I'll be interested in the first 5 minutes.
Because you want to see the action of New Orleans,
yes,
the playing in the dome.
Correct. Their first game since the hurricane. But in terms of the game, I'm sorry. No.
They went through yet another hurricane, Jerry. The dome was on fire the other day. When you think back, the things that have happened in that Superdome. Because during Hurricane Katrina,
it housed people.
There was like, and yeah, remember there was like stories of violence and things going on
there? Yes. I can only imagine. That's a tough, man. It's hard down there. What's going on?
So is it a cool game or not?
No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's not.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Continuing in the 1 o'clock window, Jerry. Browns at Vikings. Is that a cool game?
I feel like it should be.
It's not.
I'm not. Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy. It continues, Jerry.
Oh, 1 o'clock
are not great.
I know.
Lions at Bears.
Nope. How about next segment? Time for dull games. Alan Jerry tell you what games to not watch with dull games.
Da-na.
I would rather watch. How about this?
All right.
So if you told me I had the choice Sunday.
I've got one TV here, Jerry. It's tuned to Lions at Bears.
Or if you told me I could watch Reds Pirates.
Yeah.
I'm watching Reds Pirates.
Is that right?
I am not watching the Lions and
the Bears.
Please.
Not a cool game.
Good God, no.
Jerry, Texans at Buffalo Bills. Is this a cool game?
I'm interested in the Bills. The Texans, no.
Right.
Nope.
Texans, Panthers, Titans. Not interested.
No, I know.
Colts at Dolphins.
No.
Not a cool
game.
I got
no Tua. No.
Right.
And the Colts are no.
The Washington football team, Jerry, travels down to Atlanta to play the Falcons. Is this a cool game?
No.
All right. That's your 1 o'clock window. So in your 1 o'clock window, Jerry, I see we've got Chiefs at Eagles as a cool game.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's it. That's an actual cool game.
Yeah.
You're going to keep your eye on Giants Saints in the very beginning.
I'm interested in, yes.
Of the thing. But
all the images and how they actually do it, yes.
So, Jerry, if there's really only
one. And the Cowboys and Panthers for me.
Right. If there's really only one cool game in the 1 o'clock window, surely the 4 p.m. slate, Jerry, will
be chock full.
Chock full of cool games. Let's start off here. Seahawks at 49ers. Is this a cool game,
Again,
Jerry?
It should be, but no.
It's not.
It doesn't do it for this. No.
It's not a cool
game. Tyler Lockett out? No. It's not. I'm sorry.
I think I have a cool game here for you, though, Jerry. 405. Arizona Cardinals at L.A. Rams.
Yeah, I like this one.
Battle of 3-0 teams. It's the West.
What do you think the over-under is on that game?
It's got to be over.
If I told you, and I don't know the number, if I told you it was like 58, I would still go over. Would you go over 58.5?
I would not. I think it's actually only like 50. It's under 54, I believe. I checked yesterday.
Is it really?
Yeah, because I was interested in this game. So that is a very cool game.
That's a very
me.
Cool game, yes.
Arizona Cardinals at the L.A. Rams.
Yes.
And it's going to be in that new stadium, Jerry. Looking
SoFi
sharp.
Stadium.
SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
All right, 4 o'clock window, Jerry, 425. Steelers at Packers. Is this a cool game?
No.
Really?
No.
I would lean more towards cool game.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, sway me then. And I'll tell you why I say no.
Oh,
here's why I say no. Before you, and then you're gonna have to, all right, give me a sell job.
You got it.
The Steelers look horrific.
They do.
Ben Roethlisberger, his last 2 weeks, has looked old and slow. Their offensive line is trash, at least has played like that. And they just don't look like a good football team. I feel like the Packers are going to crush them on Sunday. So that's why I say I think it looks cool. I think that the teams are cool. I don't think the game is any good. Now tell me why I'm wrong.
That was a pretty good sell job on your part, Jerry.
No, you're supposed to.
The Steelers do look terrible.
Yeah.
But they are still the Steelers, I would say. And I'm interested in Aaron Rodgers again in Green Bay.
All right, you know what? Let's put that down as a cool game then.
All right, let's put it down as a cool game. Jerry, Ravens at Broncos. Is this a cool game?
It's not.
Even though the Broncos are 3-0 and the Ravens are 2-1, you're right.
You know the record of the three teams they've beaten.
Yeah, not good.
What do you think it is?
I don't think they've won.
Correct. 0-9. I don't think the Broncos are a bad team. I don't think the Broncos are a great team.
But if the Broncos win, Jerry, then talking.
That would tell you something. And Lamar Jackson's exciting, but that's not a game I see. For me, for it to be a cool game, I need to look at the guide and be like, whoa,
ooh,
I got to go to that.
What do we got
here? I don't
here?
See Ravens and Broncos and say, can't wait to watch it. I don't. I'm sorry.
And in fairness, then, that's what we're saying about the Steelers and Packers.
Yeah.
But Cardinals-Rams, I wanted
100%.
To stop by that. Okay,
absolutely.
So you know what? Steelers-Packers, you're off the cool game list.
All right.
It was debated, you're out. And the Sunday night game, Jerry.
I mean, we need to go further?
Bucks at Patriots. Jerry Recco, I ask you this question, and it's an important one. Is this a cool game?
Let me think. Yeah. Of course.
Very cool. Would you say the coolest game of the week?
I think this game, I cannot wait to see what the rating is for this game.
Me too, Jerry.
Because it is going to be off the charts.
Off the hizzy, as they say.
Yeah, I would say so.
And finally, let me give you the Monday night game, Jerry, the Oakland Raiders at
the Las Vegas Raiders.
I almost said to you, Jerry, Oakland Raiders at San Diego Chargers. I would have had
both
of those wrong.
I stopped it.
Jerry, the Vegas Raiders at the L.A.
You
Chargers.
You know what it is?
Cool game.
Because it's Justin Herbert is a blast. The Raiders have been good. It's Gruden. Yeah, it is. I would be into watching that Monday. I know. If we don't have a Yankee playoff, I don't know what the wild card scenario is or the play-in scenario is, but yeah, I would be into that game for sure.
All right, Jerry, so let me give you the rundown of cool games for those of you scoring at home. If you have your sheet of paper out and you want to check mark off the cool games, you know which to watch. It is in the 1 o'clock window. Chiefs at Eagles is the cool game, and that's all you got to care about in the 1 o'clock window. 4 o'clock, you got Cardinals at Rams as a cool game. So only one game in the 4 o'clock window. 8:20 Sunday night, Bucks-Patriots, and then Monday night, Raiders,
you know,
Chargers.
That tells me
we have a
cool game for every time slot.
Got a cool game for every time slot.
Not to mention Giants and Jets you got to check in on. Cowboys I will be watching. So, you know, a lot of good football this weekend. A
lot of good football then, Jerry, at least as far as the windows go. You know, you got one in the 1, one in the 4, one in the 8, one in the Monday night, plus Jets, Giants locally we peek in on, and all of your favorite teams.
All good.
Oh, I forgot. I got to
wrap this
can
up.
You pop me up, Eddie? Am I potted up? I am potted up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot to mention, though, that Jerry, maybe you've heard, but those were our cool games.
Had 4 of them.
Every time slot has a cool game. Those are
4
cool games. And you know what else? The Yankees have got a few cool
games.
Games.
All right, coming up. Coming up. A new segment.
What?
It is
called... Two segments, Jerry?
Al and Jerry's Dumb Question of the Day. That's coming up next. Plus, we got a whole lot more to do. Yankees did win last night, and it is Friday, so you can be excited about that. And be excited that Boomer and Gio are coming up at 6 o'clock on The Fan. Don't go away.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, we got a couple more minutes here. Take it to 6 o'clock. Boomer and Gio then. Before we get to the next segment and then all the other stuff you have, one quick one about you and I. I have found the sports equivalent to Al and Jerry.
But we are the sports equivalent, Jerry.
No.
Sports
talk. I mean professional athlete.
Oh, okay.
Lookalikes.
Oh, lookalikes.
In terms of body physique.
Okay.
Now, you have been on record a million times as saying, what about how you like your baseball players?
A little chubby.
Okay. Now, we've said this 100 times. We noticed this guy in Buffalo when the Blue Jays were playing there, Alejandro Kirk, their catcher. I think
yes.
He plays first base sometimes, too.
Yeah,
their
I see catcher. Him at first base sometimes.
He goes 5'9", 220. Now, I'm not 220, but basically, I'm the short, chubby guy. And that's what it is. So I'm 5'8". Right now, I'm about 190. Disgusting, but I am what I am. I found the equivalent to you on the Blue Jays to where I need a picture of them two together and then me and you together. His name is, he was the third baseman last night.
All right, I'm going to Google him as you say it.
Santiago Espinal. Now, I don't know if the Google images will do this justice, but when I watched him come up to bat last night,
yeah.
I said, my God, I just found the Blue Jays equivalent to Al.
He's a thin fella?
He's 5'9", 170.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, 5'10", 170.
5'10", 170, that?
So, to me, if you're 5'10", 160, pretty close.
Yeah, I think I'm actually very close. I think I'm 5'11", I think I'm probably 165 now. So, I'm probably right in his body type.
What I was trying to find was a picture of Espinal and Kirk together. Couldn't find that, but sure enough, we can certainly put a side-by-side, and then you and me side-by-side, and you got two number 10s.
And he's got... like me, he has no butt. I'm seeing this a shot from his butt side.
Al, when he went into the batter's box last night, he looked sickly. I'm like, look at how thin this guy is.
Yeah.
I'm like, that looks like Al playing softball. And then I see Alejandro Kirk. I'm like, oh, I know Al loves this guy. We've talked about him before. I'm like, that's me.
I love him and Ryu.
So there you go. So Al and Jerry are the equivalent of Espinal and Kirk.
Okay, let's change our names to that.
Well, it's the Espinal and Kirk.
It's the warm-up show with Espinal and Kirk.
That having been said, Eddie, I am going to play some sound here. If you can pull
sound.
Up my fader. Yes,
sound
I'm going to give
items.
You some sound.
All right.
Because it is time now for what they call, it's Al and Jerry, Recco and Dukes, Dumb. I do the back part because Dukes and Dumb goes beautifully.
Okay, I like that.
Dumb question of the day. Hit it, Eddie. Go ahead. Oh, I forgot to tell him about it. All right, I have the sound, though.
All right.
Now, one of the cool games in prime time is Sunday night.
Yo, sure is.
Who does that feature, Al?
Tom Brady.
Against who?
Bill Belichick.
Yes. Now, would you say they've had success together?
They have, Jerry, a long history of success.
Would you say Tom Brady's been pretty good in his career?
He's been pretty good during his years with the Patriots in particular, Jerry.
I bring to you the dumb question of the day yesterday.
Bill, would you consider Tom a tough quarterback to defend, and if so, why?
Do you consider him a tough quarterback to defend?
Yeah.
Is that the question? Yeah.
The guy's won 7 Super Bowls in his career. He's been to 10. And you won how many games with him?
Would he be a key player you need to stop Sunday night if you're hoping to win this game?
I mean, come on. I'm all for the dumb question right in the moment after the game. Or I shouldn't say the obvious question. Because for years and years and years and years, all the quotes that we've read in the newspaper growing up came from very obvious questions. I feel bad for reporters today that everything is recorded and we have the ability to play it back now. But that's a rough
one. That's a stupid one, especially to Bill Belichick, who you know gives one-word answers.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways you could have asked that question.
Would you consider Tom Brady a quote-unquote good quarterback?
Oh, my God. Like, if you were asking the question to Belichick, wouldn't you go more along, and maybe it was asked, I don't know, but wouldn't you go more in line of saying something like, you know him better than anybody. What can you take away that maybe other coaches couldn't?
Right. Do you have to punch him in the face couple times early to send a message?
That's
what I would do.
That's why we call it the dumb question of the day.
Yeah. I see that the Bucks, Jerry, are getting so far about 94% of the money is on the Bucks to win this game.
Again, the only way they don't win this game is if they turn the ball over a lot, because they are roster-wise just supremely more talented than the Patriots are. On paper, it should not be close.
Yeah, and it's weird. I think it was like a 7-point spread, which seems like it should be more than
that. On the road. Well, because I think, agreed, but I think if this game was in Tampa, I think this spread would probably be in the 12 or 13 number. I think the fact that it's at Foxborough, it's going to be emotional for sure. I think the crowd is going to be crazy. I think that's, plus a 7-point spread on the road technically is more like 10 is the way I think, right? You always get the 3 the bookmakers put in, if I have that right.
I think so, yeah.
So it's a low number. I guess maybe they just figure it's Belichick. He'll have something up his sleeve. But when you look at the two teams, they don't even compare. They just don't. So if this was a video game, the Bucks would win this game 42-10.
But the way that sports betting works, Jerry, with 94% of the money going on the Bucks, wouldn't they start raising that spread?
The number, I would think. Yeah, I would think so.
I might throw a few bucks down on the
Bucks. I mean, Patriots.
Patriots
to cover or to win?
To win, win,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, but I tell you, if they win this game,
oh,
that would be
my.
That
oh
would be Belichick.
My.
That would be some job. Because
that would be some job.
They really don't, having watched them so far, watched them against the Jets.
And I love the Buccaneers, Jerry. They're one of my 10 teams that I root for in the NFL. But I'm rooting for the Patriots just because.
Did you just say they're one of my top 10 teams in the NFL?
Jets, Giants, Cowboys, Bucks, Chargers,
you know what my
Cardinals.
List is? One, the Cowboys. That's it. Eddie, what's your top 10?
A Dolphins.
Right. Top 10. You fool.
They're one of my top 10 teams, and I'm still going to root against them this week.
Oh, my God.
Because I've had enough of Tom Brady's being very cocky. Because
he wins.
Right. And I just want to see Bill Belichick win. Because everyone's are being like, they're like, it was all Tom Brady. Bill Belichick sucks. That's why I want him to win.
Right, but Brady already proved that he can do it without him.
Right, but if
on a great team, but he did win.
The Patriots could lose every game this year if they beat the Bucks. That's going to be big.
Yeah, well, it will be for them. I do agree. So
I also see, Jerry, that the Tom Brady versus Mac Jones is the largest age difference between starting QBs in the history of the NFL.
So Brady's what, 44?
I'm not sure what his age is. I think he might be 45. No?
No, not yet. Because remember, it was always he was going to play till he's 45, and that was it. Now it's pushing 50, I guess. I think he's 44, and Mac Jones is, what, 21?
Well, I know this, Jerry. I can't do the math like that, but I know this, Jerry.
There's no math. I just want to know how old he is.
The age difference is 21 years.
So he's 23 then.
1 month and 2 days.
Okay.
So when Mac Jones was 0 days old, Jerry, he'd just come out of the
womb,
the birth canal of Mrs. Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Or Mrs. Jones.
That's stupid.
Not Mrs. Mac Jones. Mac Jones is the
baby.
Well,
he could be a junior.
He could be, but we don't know that. Mrs. Jones' birth canal. Tom Brady was 21 years old, 1 month and 2 days.
Yeah, he's right
and he
now.
He was just a little baby, Jerry. Like a day old. He's still at the...
You know, I get it.
Tom Brady was 21. He's still at the umbilical cord stuck to his belly button.
Yes. Well, when he plays Zach Wilson, same deal. He just turned 44 in August. Mac Jones just turned 23 last month in September.
That's interesting.
Yes. And so the question will be, they don't play the Jets, do they? The Bucks. So I was going to say Zach Wilson is probably 22, right? He's 22.
22.
But they don't play each other. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We're running late here. We got Boomer and Gio coming up at 6 o'clock, but we do have one more thing we'll get to on the other side of the break right now on Odyssey Sports Minute. Her name is Amy Lawrence, talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, a couple more minutes, we get you to Boomer and Geo. Yankees win again last night, so we got a log jam for that second wild card spot in the American League with the Mariners, the Red Sox, and the Blue Jays as well. What else?
Jerry, they announced the Super Bowl halftime show yesterday.
Very cool. I wonder what the delay is.
And Norm, what do you mean, what the delay is?
Well, you got to be careful. When you have artists that do curse a lot in their songs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Someone's going to be on the dump button, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, normally the Super Bowl gets old classic rockers.
Yeah.
Now they've got older rappers.
I do like it, though. It's kind of neat. It's different.
Dr. Dre. I've had enough of Snoop Dogg. Like, he's sort of become a parody of himself. Like,
well, he's commercial now with that Corona commercial, which I like.
He does stuff with Martha Stewart. I'm not interested in that. But I like Dr. Dre. I like Eminem.
Yeah. Is it Mary J. Blige?
Mary J. Blige. Then Kendrick Lamar, Jerry. He's a current rapper.
See, I know that name. I don't know if I know a song of his, though.
No, you would not.
Why?
Well, I don't.
You don't know that.
WFAN and WFAN 101.9 FM HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.